Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my very handsome co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Terry, what's going on? I'm sitting here watching some old school Motown Temptations. That's about it, but other than that, I'm okay.
All right, well, okay. Let me welcome to the chat room, Anisha, Cheryl, the guests. If you would like to join us, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on the 76 Degrees West name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and join the conversation at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Tonight we welcome Leon Rollins and Stanley Cooper, from the 76 Degrees West Band, a high-energy new jazz funk band from Washington, D.C., and their CD is by the same title, 76 Degrees West. So Leon and Stanley, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. So, well, now, Stanley, I'm happy to have you on. I was not expecting you, so this is a surprise. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a surprise for me also. I'm dealing with 95 South traffic and a torrential downpour right now. So it's
kind of
crazy.
Wow. Well, be careful. And if you have to hang up, please do. Rather you be safe, you know.
Okay. Thank
you. You can always call back in later. Okay. All right, Leon, let's start with the band 76 Degrees West. And how did you guys come up with the name?
My mom is an air traffic controller, so she thought of the concept. Basically, what 76 degrees west means is it's the longitude of the East Coast, you know, the D.C. area. So she told me about that concept, and I said, wow, I like that. You know, I pretty much took it and ran with it.
Your mother is an air traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
How long has she been doing that?
How long? Wow.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me to tell my age? No. She's been doing it for a long time, over 30 years.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. And how did the band get started?
Okay. Well, here we go. Well,
okay.
Basically, Stan and I, we used to go out on the road with Jimmy Summers, and that's how he and I linked up. We've always played together through the years. And
mm-hmm.
Eddie Backus and I went to Berkeley together, so I would see him in passing on the road, and then he would come to D.C. to Blues Alley with Pieces of a Dream, because he was with them for about 15 years, and we would talk all the time about doing stuff. And one day he came through, and I had been working on some material, I wanted to do an album,
mm-hmm.
And finally we connected, and that's how we came up with it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now
okay.
I'm going to ask you, Leon, too, because like you mentioned that you and Stan play with Jimmy Summers. Now, you guys have played with
right.
a lot of artists over the years, but what finally made you guys truly say, hey, man, it's time for us to step up and do our own thing? I mean.
Well, what finally, well, okay, all right, here it is. Jimmy was working on some material on two different albums, and to be honest with you, we thought we were going to be on at least one or two of the cuts on those albums, and it never happened. And people would always say to us on the road, you guys should do your own album, man. You guys are great. And we finally, you know, I buckled down and got in the studio and started working on it. And Stan and I went to work, and then when Eddie came in town, he laid stuff on top of it, and that's how the magic happened right there.
Hey, Leon, let me interject right here also. We also had the angle of, well, you know, as what Leon said, you know, a lot of the places that we would perform at with these other artists, Jimmy Summers being one of the artists that we backed, a lot of times we would get approached to, you know, to do our own thing, or, you know, basically they liked us just as much as they liked the artists that we were backing. And
right.
So Leon and I kind of discussed it. We were like, well, you know, we might be able to make a little extra money if we were the opening act as well as backing the performer. So,
right.
It had an economical aspect to it as well.
So, Stanley, what instruments do you play in the band?
I'm the guitarist.
Okay. And now do you contribute to writing songs for the band? Do you all do that?
Not as much as Leon would like me to. He told me all the time about submitting material and that type of thing. And we actually, I submitted a tune on the our first project, and he and I, we discussed a lot of the production and some of the writing a lot.
Yeah, but there's a tune, there's an interlude that's on the first album, and Stan, he wrote that one. I didn't. You check it out. I think it's titled Tracy. You should check it out. It's on the album. That's all Stan. It's all guitars.
What's the name of it? It's not on the one that you sent me.
No, it's an interlude. It's not a full track. It's an interlude.
It's not a full track yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, originally when you guys first started, sorry to notice, but it's like what, 50 of you guys? I mean, there's a lot of you guys now. Did the group originally start out like that, or just eventually grew and then you guys settled on having, 10-plus guys in the group?
Well, it didn't start off that way, but the kind of sound that we were looking for, I've always, you know, been big on Earth, Wind & Fire, Kool & the Gang, and Ohio Players, and that sound has been missing from the music, you know, from the industry. In these last, I don't know how many, 15 years or so, and I've always wanted to have that kind of sound and do that. So that's pretty much been, you know, my vision, and that's why we have so many guys. And you can't beat that sound. You can't get that with five guys.
Yeah, there's strength in numbers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And okay,
yes,
so that's
is.
How many is in the group? Five guys right now?
No, usually when we go on the stage, it's
5-5-2.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, see, I read that there's like five horns out front, a trombone, saxophone, two trombones. I'd rather a trombone, two saxophones, and two trumpets.
That's right. Right.
Yes, at times, yes.
That's
wow.
It.
Okay. Now, how is it that you guys can, I mean, with so many members, you know, book a gig with so many members, you know?
Well, we take it when we can.
It's tight.
Right.
There's a whole lot of pride swallowing going on, but, you know, once you have that sound, there's nothing like it. There's nothing that can compete. You know, you can, you know, there's no way to emulate the sound of those horns. There's no way to mimic or to imitate those arrangements.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
There's no sound like it. There's nothing like it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about.
We sacrifice a lot of gigs, so to say, but, you know, that's the sound that we're going for. And like Stan said, you can't beat that sound.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. Well, tell us about the CD, 76 Degrees. West Band. Tell us about the CD.
It's a great CD. The tracks are high energy. I don't know. What else can
there's
I say
phenomenal
about
guest
it?
Artists on there, too. We had Gordon Chambers, mm-hmm. Multiple Grammy award-winning songwriter, and an artist in his own right now. We've backed him on many occasions, you know, actually helped him with his debut. As an artist, he's featured on the CD along with some of his songwriting.
Also,
Angela Johnson, another phenomenal artist.
Mm-hmm.
of the neo soul movement. She's doing her own thing.
That's right.
Very, very strong songwriter and musician.
And Jimmy Summers is on the track.
Jimmy Summers is on the track. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, now I wanted to ask you too. Now you guys came out. You guys came out on fire with the cover of the Schoolboy Crush. Now, what made that song? What made you guys do that song, first of all, and what made you guys pick that song to be the single to come out with?
Well, we're from D.C. I mean, you know,
right.
The arrangement we put on it with the kind of go-go feel, the funk feel, I mean, you know, it just, being in this area, it just took off, I mean, you know, because of the feel of it. But Schoolboy Crush has always been one of those, you know, just great tunes that people, you know, around here, you know, really like. And, you know, we just took to it, you know, like anything else. We took to it and put the feel on it and went for it.
All right. Well, I am going to go ahead and play that song, Schoolboy Crush. This is from the 76 Degrees West Band.
Let's do it, baby.
Ooh, boy, Crush. That is from 76 Degrees West Band. All right, that was a little funky there.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, is Stanley still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, Stanley, I would like to know how you got started in the music business.
I actually started out on saxophone, believe it or not. I always wanted to play the tenor saxophone. And got a saxophone, and the first time I tried to play it, I busted my lip, but that didn't quite work out well. And growing up, I was also a big fan of the Jackson 5. You know, we'd all get together on the corner and sing Jackson 5 songs and that type of thing, which kind of sort of led me to the guitar. And I remember 13 years old, me and my stepbrother Ron both got guitars for Christmas. And, you know, we were going to be the next Brothers Johnson. And you know, I kind of stuck with it, and he kind of let it go. And so that's where it began for me.
Okay. And, Leon, what about you?
Wow. Well, my dad used to play percussion years ago. So as a baby, you know, I was always at rehearsals with him, and I would play on the congas and the bongos and all those things. And then I got a drum set, you know. I learned how to play drums, and once I got to second grade, I switched to the trombone by accident. You know, we were exchanging instruments in class one day, and I was holding one of the sixth graders' trombones, and the teacher walked in and said, "Everybody else is switched. Why are you holding it? Just play." And I started playing trombone, and that's where it ended up. That's how I wound up playing trombone.
Okay.
Wow. Now, we know that there are, like I said, a lot of guys in the group. So who are all the other members of the group, and what instruments do they play?
There are quite a few. Right now, I got Kim Clark just walked in, the trumpet player, standing here.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Kim.
You here?
Can you hear me? How you doing?
What's up,
I'm
Doc?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing good.
Good.
Okay, how you doing? I hear Stan Cooper. Who else is on the line?
Here I am.
I knew I heard that coffee voice. Who else is on the line?
My co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Okay, how you doing, Mr. Reynolds? What's going on with you?
What's going on? How you doing, brother? Okay.
I'm doing good.
And also in the group, we have Eddie Backus Jr., of course, one of the other founders, sax player. Robert Lanham, another sax player in the band. DeAndre Schaefer, trumpet player, flugelhorn player in the band. Of course, Stan Cooper back there right now. We also have Derek Redfoot Freeman playing drums. Hmm. Alfredo Mohican on percussion. Mm-hmm. We have Ronald Payton on vocals. Kenny Wesley on vocals. Daryl Hollis on vocals. Jamal Orr playing keyboards. And Walter Cosby on the bass.
Okay, were you keeping count, Mike?
I lost count.
Right. That's a lot of people.
On the third oar, right?
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of people. Wow.
Yeah,
but you guys
when
sound
you go
good.
To 25, you get the same kind of results.
Yes.
So you know, can't beat
sound
it.
Like the New Orleans Saints starting lineup for next year.
That's right. Right.
You know, that's crazy. Now let me ask you now, like I said, you guys are from the D.C. area, and, you know, being that you guys have so many members, when you guys play gigs around the area, do people mistake you guys for a go-go band?
Well, I don't think so, not really, because of the venues that we play. Most of the venues that we play in are jazz, you know, clubs. So, no, they really don't.
And if they mistake us for a go-go band in D.C., then that's a good thing because that means that we're being true and authentic to our roots. You know, that's where we all came up. You know, I spent most of my formative years working with go-go bands, and I still do. You know, that's something that, you know, I hope to that I never lose touch with or get away from. You know, that right there, that's home for us. That's roots.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, I consider it a compliment to be mistaken as a go-go musician or for go-go band.
And you guys
because
remember
even now, I think Stan
And you currently are playing with, what, Marcus Johnson, and who else you play with currently?
Whoever has a check, I'm working with them.
That's right.
I got babies in private school. I got babies in private school. It's got to happen. Actually, I've been working with Marcus Johnson for the past, wow, I guess 16 years, almost as long as I've had my daughter.
Mm.
And I work with Mike Phillips as well. I've been working with him for about 13 years or so. I freelance with a lot of other musicians. Matter of fact, I'm on the road now. I did a performance and at the Hoops Jazz Festival backing saxophonist Marcus Anderson, who you guys probably are familiar with.
Yes.
Riley Durham and also Gerald Albright. Everybody knows Gerald Albright. So I got a chance to perform with him this past weekend, so it was a blast. And then just last week I did Blues Alley with Marcus Johnson and Allison Williams. I work with her a lot, so a lot of different artists. So, you know, it's just a blessing that, you know, people hold my work in high regard and that, you know, they want me to be a part of their thing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so now you guys mentioned Gordon Chambers a few minutes ago. I'm going to play the song Can't Keep Running. Tell me about this one.
This particular track, Gordon is a great writer. I mean, you know him from writing songs, I apologize for Anita Baker, stuff for Beyonce and so many other people. I just sent the track to Gordon and let him write the lyrics to it, and that's how the magic began.
And let me interject right here. Leon is a great writer, too. He's being very humble, very modest right now. Now, we're talking about Gordon Chambers, who is a multi-Grammy-winning songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
He's written for Anita Baker, hits for Anita Baker,
Brownstone,
Angie Stone, Brownstone, and that type of thing. And he, like, loves the tracks that Leon has submitted. And, you know, this is a guy who could go anywhere for backing music, for songs, for tracks, or anything like that. He's got a very critical ear because, obviously, he's won Grammys. And, and what Leon submitted is on a par with anything else that he's dealt with. And Gordon will tell you that himself. So, you know, Leon is being very humble right now, but Leon is very strong writer as well.
Thanks,
okay.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, hopefully that'll be reflected in our next check. when we get our Grammy for the next project.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we are talking to Leon Rollins and Stanley Cooper from the band 76 Degrees West. This is Can't Keep Running.
Muy feliz, pero a veces tienes razón.
I like that. Can't Keep Running. That's featuring Gordon Chambers. Ooh, that's a nice one. Now, who's the lady in the beginning?
Maricel Negre. We definitely got to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a couple of questions from Cheryl. Stanley, Cheryl would like to know, when are you going to do some vocals? Because she knows that you can sing really well.
Cheryl has been to the fish market. I do vocals all the time, but it won't be on anything that will have to do any type of test over any duration of posterity.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. No vocals.
My vocals aren't meant to last. Trust me. My vocals are not meant to last.
Okay. All right. And Stanley, she
that
also says
that.
That's
not the legacy I want to leave for my kids.
Okay. She also says that she's still waiting on bass lessons from you.
Oh, well, then she had to go to Leon for bass lessons. I play guitar. Tell her Leon got it covered.
That's
okay.
Right. Tell her I got it. I definitely got it covered.
Guitar lessons. Okay, my bad. I meant to say guitar lessons. She just corrected me. It's guitar lessons, not bass lessons. Sorry, Cheryl. But the singing thing, so you would not do...
Moving right along.
You're not doing any vocals on any upcoming CDs at all, huh?
Not if we want to get sales.
Hey, Stan, but tell her you do sing on stage, though.
I do sing on stage, yes.
Okay.
With a lot of assistance from modern technology. I do all the Roger Troutman vocals on stage.
That's right.
Okay. Susan from the chat room would like to know, Stanley, when are you going to put out your own CD?
Oh, here we go.
You're working on it, too.
I'm working on it. I'm in the writing stages now. And I got a couple of my buddies who are very good musicians and have put out CDs in their own right, and they get on me about that all the time. It's your legacy. It's for your kids. Do it for your kids.
That's right.
And, you know, I've been blessed to share the stage and the studio with a lot of very, very prominent musicians who have all offered to contribute to a project when I put it together, from Roy Ayers to Mike Phillips. Mike has even contributed to do half of the production and writing. He's like, you can avail yourself of my producers. Leon, he's constantly on me about writing.
That's right, man.
And doing my own thing. Marcus Johnson. So, you know, a lot of the artists that I perform with that I back. So I'm going to do something hopefully within the next year or so. You know, what we need to concentrate on now, though, is to get the second 76 Degrees West CD under our belt, get that out. And
okay,
then I'll take a little time for myself. I promise Susan I will take some time for myself and work on this project.
Okay. And now, you just took my next question. Are you guys working on a new CD, and when will that be out?
We're working on the next CD now, and hopefully we'll have it everything all tied up and finished by the end of the summer going into early fall.
Okay. Okay.
Now I want to ask you guys, being a such a large group and being a independent group, what difficulties do you guys find in trying to get your music out there and getting booked to gigs with so many artists on this one group?
You want to take that, Stan? It's kind of the same. It's kind of the same as most independent artists out there. I mean, you just gotta. You got to grind and try to beat the
table. Okay.
And it's about making connections, too. It's about relationships.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Whenever I'm doing festivals or that type of thing, you know, I make it a point to try to establish a relationship or a rapport with the promoters, let them hear our material, and in that way that can help to open some doors for 76 Degrees West as well. I'm
right.
always texting Leon and Mike, Leon's dad, and, you know, our spiritual guidance.
That's right.
With, you know, contacts, you know, whenever I'm doing a performance, that type of thing. You know, all the guys, we all contribute that. It's a group effort.
Right.
And it's, you know, like I said, it's just about establishing relationships, building a rapport, having a good reputation,
right.
you know, doing
Network.
What you say, saying, you know. So it's a lot. It's a lot of work. You know, it's definitely not an overnight thing, but, you know, I feel confident. You know, we definitely have the talent. And the wherewithal. It's just a matter of just having the opportunities and the venue.
That's right. That's
okay.
What networking is about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there are two female vocalists on the CD, and I'm going to play one of them. The song is What About That. Tell me about this one and who the female vocalist is.
The female vocalist is Angela Johnson, one of the artists that we used to back and play behind. She's a great neo-soul and R&B writer. She has her own stuff out now, and I think she has about 3 to 4 CDs out now, and they play her on a lot of the R&B stations. She's a really great producer and writer as well. So
she's a Michael Basin artist also.
Yeah, she's a B-side artist with Michael Basin as well.
Right.
Okay, and her name is Aileen Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, then this is What About That featuring Angela Johnson.
No.
Okay, that was What About That? From the 76 Degrees West Band.
To make a correction, that was Alan Johnson on piano.
Oh, okay.
Professor Alan Johnson at UDC, he actually helped contribute to one or two of the tunes on the album. Great pianist. Look out for his stuff coming out. Alan is a monster on the piano.
Excellent pianist, yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. Now, I got a request from the chat room to play track number 12, Be There, and this is featuring DeAndre Schaefer. So tell me about this one.
Oh, man. Woo! It speaks for itself. It has a kind of an old feel of like a Bustin' Loose and some of the, you know, newer feel to it. But it's a great track that DeAndre and I came up with. So just check it out.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to load that up. My apologies. I will load that up in just a minute here. So let's go to another song while I load that up. How about track number 7, Baby Come On?
Oh, yeah. Well,
the hardest slow song to play ever. I learned how to play this song. We just could not figure out the rhythm. This is the hardest for all musicians trying to learn our material. The whole playing in the band, this is the hardest stuff in the world.
Yeah, but if you really trying to get your thing on with your lady or your fella, this is one of the best songs to put on if you're trying to get into a romantic mood. So check it out.
Baby, Come On.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. I like that. Very nice. Very nice. That is from the 76 Degrees West Band, and the CD is also called 76 Degrees West Band. You can find that on their website by the same name. Definitely check that out and pick up this CD. Okay, I have uploaded Be There for Miss Susan, so I'm going to play that, and then we'll come right back with our last question.
Excellent.
Bye.
right. That was Be There from the 76 Degrees West Band. And I'm sorry I'm going to cut this one a little short. We have 7 minutes left. And I just wanted to make sure that we let Leon and Stanley tell us where they're going to be playing next.
The next thing we got coming up is a festival in Pittsburgh. It's the Black Family Reunion Festival at Shenley Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on August the 7th. And we're sharing the stage with Eric Darius, Marcus Johnson, and some local acts from Pittsburgh. It's going to be a great, great festival. I think we come on at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to let you guys know that I have another show, a two-hour music show that airs on Fridays. It's a pre-recorded show. And in the first hour, I will be featuring this CD.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, definitely we'll be featuring it. So that'll be this Friday, 9 p.m. your time. 9 p.m. your time. And I'll post it on your page. On Facebook. Yeah. I'll post it on Facebook so you'll know.
And also we do have the first single from the new CD that will be out in the fall, which is we make Shining Stars on iTunes now, so people can pick that up and check that out as well. I don't know if you have it, but I'll make sure I send the MP3 to you.
Yes, please. I do not. Yeah, thank you. Yes, yeah, please send me that because I don't have that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mike, do you have any more questions?
But you guys just did a show recently with for Rob Smooth's birthday.
Yes.
How was that concert? How was that event?
It was crazy. It was a ball.
They're still talking about it right now. And I mean, a lot of people are signing up to go on this bus trip to Pittsburgh because we announced that that show when we were at Robert's birthday. A lot of people are signing up to go on this bus trip to the casino and to the show in Pennsylvania. But yeah, it was off the hook, and I think it was one of the biggest crowds that they ever had in the Carlisle Club. So it's great.
All right. Well, Leon and Stanley, thank you guys so much for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having us. And anytime you see any festival or anything out there in Vegas, I haven't been in a while. I'm dying to get back out there. Just give us a holler. Let us know.
I sure will. Let everyone know where they can find your music.
You can find our music on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and Rhapsody. And, of course, our website. Go to 76degreeswestband.com. And link up with us on Facebook as well, 76 Degrees West Band on Facebook. So,
and especially at our performances. Come to a show.
Please come to the show.
Come to a show. You can get our music at our performances.
Okay.
No
and
question.
Are either one of you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am also. I just don't tweet as much. I'm there as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, give me your Twitter. Give me your name. Which one?
Strum Funky.
Strum.
This is Leon Rawlings. Leon D. Rawlings.
Okay. Strum Funky is Stanley on Twitter.
That's all one word.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Leon Rawlings. Got it. On Twitter. All right. So follow
these
gentlemen.
On Facebook. Go ahead.
Tweet. All right. Follow these gentlemen on Twitter. Stanley is Strum Funky, Strum Funky. And then Leon is Leon Rawlings on Twitter. All right.
And also, if you want to, one more thing, sorry, if you want to book the band, you can contact us at 202-437-7641. And that's Michael, the manager.
Okay. All right. Good.
I think that's the first time a phone number has been exchanged on the line.
On the air.
You know? Yeah.
Hey, we don't have any problems because that's a business line.
That's right.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, they're a great band. I truly love the CD. I love the track with Gordon and everything. Mm-hmm. Number two, the track after the intro. I love that. And
thanks, Mike. Oh, you mean which one is he talking about?
Your love,
track number two.
Your love is real.
A lot of people like that one. We have a YouTube clip of us practicing on the Capitol Jazz Cruise on YouTube. We're doing Your Love is Real, so you know, check that out as well.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a great evening. And, Stanley, hopefully you are at your destination.
I am.
Not...
You guys talked me all the way in. I'm at Fort Washington. I'm at home.
Oh, good.
All right.
Well,
I'm just surprised
so much,
my phone held out this long. You know, AT&T, they don't usually give me this much love. So. Probably had a lot to do with you guys. That's what it's, you know.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in, Stanley. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you for supporting the group.
Oh, sure. No problem. No problem. Leon, thank you as well. And
Terry, and thank you. Also, Mike, thank both of you guys.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. I'll be seeing you guys soon. I know I'll be seeing Stanley somewhere because he plays with everybody, so I definitely see him somewhere.
Yeah. I'm in Detroit next week with Mike Phillips and Layla Hathaway. So if you guys are near Shane Park next Wednesday, that's where I'll be.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right. Well, gentlemen, again, have a great evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you again for having us.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Leon Rollins and Stanley Cooper of the band 76 Degrees West. You can find that on their website by the same name and on Amazon.com. And also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Stanley is Strum Funky and Leon is just Leon Rollins. All right, Mike, we got 50 seconds left. You have anything to add?
Nothing to add. Just check out the group. They're a great group, great city, and can't wait to the follow-up to the city. That's it.
Okay. All right. Coming up on Saturday is David P. Stevens will be on the show on Saturday to talk about his new CD. Thanks to Anisha, Bonnie Fan Carroll, Cheryl, all of the guests, Reginald Stokes, Susan Stubbs. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room this evening. Please tune in on Saturday when our next guest will be David P. Stevens. This is Mike. Nice talking to you again, as always.
You okay today?
You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.